And your change is $2.25. Thank you. Come back and see us again soon. Finally, the last customer. Can you go lock the door so nobody else comes in? No, I can't. I'm counting my drawer. Why do we always get stuck closing? You're right. The daytime shift is mostly people with kids, so they need to be home before dark. Can you please just go lock the door? Okay, but if we get another customer, you'll be waiting on them, and I will be going home. So now you want to lock it. I really hope it's not this busy tomorrow. But it probably will be. These limited edition drinks will be the death of me. You know, in summer there was the Hawaiian Blast smoothie. Autumn had that apple cider mocha. What part of those three words should be in a warm drink together? And the smell? Oh, I do remember last October. If I never hear the words pumpkin cinnamon ever again, it'll be too soon. Ugh, that was way back when Joey was the manager. He was pretty cool. He would let us take home unsold food and was just an overall great guy. And his wife used to make us cookies every week. I miss those. Yes, I miss the cookies. But hey, I miss Joey too. But I'm sure his retirement is keeping him very happy. Back then, it felt less commercialized. Like you could feel the love every time you stepped foot into this place. Now, it's like everyone's in such a rush. It's more about efficiency than quality. Such is the way of the future, I guess. Wow. Last year feels like a lifetime ago. I was so new back then. I had a good handle on things, though. What do you mean? Of course I did. Sure, my first day was a little hectic, but... What? First week? What on earth did I do in the first week? Oh, I guess that was so embarrassing I blocked it from my memory. Businessman was furious. But then who wouldn't be if a frazzled barista spilled a frappuccino all over your silk tie? I'm pretty sure that was the day I threatened to quit, huh? Oh, I can't believe I forgot about that. What? But why didn't I quit? You know why. Are you really gonna make me say it? Okay, since you have this unbearable need to gloat all the time. I was ready to walk out that door and never look back. Then you showed up. You were just leaving after your shift and saw everything. I was so embarrassed that I wanted to crawl into a hole and die. But you told me not to sweat it and that everyone makes a ton of mistakes when they're new. You told me that funny story about how you broke the milk steamer during your first week, and honestly, that made me feel way less scared. So, I decided not to quit. I wanted to thank you for being so helpful, but I got nervous and just blurted out my favorite song. Ugh, this is why I blocked out those memories. Ugh, they're too cringy. Well, you're right. The next weekend, we did go to that concert, and it was amazing. And then we became friends, and you taught me everything I needed to know about how to be a great barista. And now, I totally kick butt. What do you mean you wouldn't say that? Aww, because I'm incredibly amazing at it. Aww, bestie! Come here and hug me. I knew I made the right decision not to leave. So, since I'm such an incredibly amazing barista and all, does that mean you'll clean out the cappuccino machine tonight? But I have faith in you. I'll even give you a pep talk if you need it. Wait. What are you doing with the cocoa shaker? Oh no. No. No! No! Oh, that's gonna be everywhere.